In late 19th century Texas, dance halls were the social centers of many small towns. Times changed. By the mid-20th century, some dance halls found new uses. Others shut down. Now the dance hall craze is back, with renewed interest and buildings. One of the more ambitious restorations is Singelmann Hall in Schulenburg, off Interstate 10. The town was founded in 1873 along a railroad line and prospered from commercial traffic. In 1894, German immigrants Charles and Gustav Singelmann built a two-story high Victorian brick building with a saloon on the first floor and a dance hall on the second. The music stopped in the 1940s, and Western Otto moved in. By the 1970s, the building stood vacant. Decades later, Houston artist Dana Harper was looking for property to use as a studio. His ancestors were Schulenburg settlers, and he knew the area. He found Singelmann Hall's balcony gone and the ground floor altered. But he saw beauty in the ornamental brickwork, ornate ironwork, and longleaf pine floors. He bought the building in 1999 and later hired Stern and Buchek Architects to restore its former glory. On the first floor, the architects uncovered a floral stencil pattern on plaster walls and arched openings supported by a carved granite column. The downstairs now includes a bar, a restaurant, and a bakery. Upstairs, the dance hall retains its character with arched windows and ceiling fans. Out back, there's a beer garden shaded by pecan trees. The $1 million restoration included new bathrooms, air conditioning, and an elevator. It was completed in 2009 with Singelmann Hall spelled out in white metal letters on the balcony. There's a dichotomy here. Texas has become more urban, and interstate highways have bypassed small towns. But Singelmann Hall is attracting visitors from Houston, San Antonio, and Austin. Maybe it's the twang of country fiddles and the authenticity of the past.